Members of Congress demanding answers. What's the FBI investigating? Federal agents are looking at whether classified information was compromised. They got that assignment after intelligence officials said some emails publicly released from her private server contained classified information, like this one sent to her in November of 2012 about possible arrests in Benghazi, redacted in part before it was released, or this one sent by her close aide Huma Abedin on deteriorating conditions in Benghazi. Mrs. Clinton says she didn't think any of those emails were classified.
I did not send classified material, and I did not receive any material that was marked or designated classified, which is the way you know whether something is.
But could she be charged with a crime? Could it be like the case against former General David Petraeus? He pleaded guilty to mishandling classified information. Clinton supporters say that was different.
You had someone who knew he was holding on to classified information, admitted on tape that he knew the information was classified, and then took it and turned it over to someone who was not authorized to view that information.
But a former Republican attorney general says Mrs. Clinton could be charged, just as Petraeus was, for keeping classified material where it shouldn't be.
The place in his case was his home. In her case, it's her private email server. So the question then becomes whether she was the one who caused it to be done and whether she knew that information on there was classified.
Could others be charged with a crime? Legal experts say that would take proof they knew they were putting classified material into her unclassified server or were grossly negligent in doing it. Faced with more email questions today, her campaign said nothing that has come to light suggests that she did anything improper.